Well, this is Jason Bruno, New Age Mentor with the FITS team, FITS Group, and I want to welcome everybody to the call. We've got several folks on, and those little beeps mean that there's still some coming on board. So I wanted to go ahead and get the call kicked off and let you guys know that we are having our opportunity meeting this week on Thursday. We're asking that if you have anybody at a distance from the DFW Metroplex, really that should be just about out of state. But if you have folks, if you're at a distance and you've got folks that are interested in what you do and they'd like to participate in what you do, the opportunity meeting is an excellent time to share this with that person. So we do ask that everybody get logged in on the webinar by 6:45. There's a limited amount of spots available, and we want to make sure everybody can get on. So if they tune in late and they don't get on, oh well. We'll try them again in a couple of weeks. But that opportunity session is run by Alec Fitzgerald, and he is the master agency leader. He's the FITS Group. That's his name. And he conducts the opportunity meeting. So not too shabby of a person to be talking to anybody that you have interested in the opportunity. That is this Thursday, the 16th, about 6:45 p.m. We will get kicked off at 7 promptly. And usually, depending on questions, you know, you're looking at about an hour to an hour and a half, like I said, depending on questions that come in. That's really, I think for this week, that's the only announcement I have. I want to go ahead and get right into the talk for today. I don't know if you guys may have noticed or not, but we've started a it's a rotation. This is the first rotation of some subjects that we came up with, and we're in this is talk number 3. The first one we discussed a couple of weeks ago was our products, mostly our simplified products with Fidelity and Guarantee Life. We talked about Home Certain, Income Certain, and Secure Master at that time. Last week, Vern went through the appointment setting process. Talked about activity, what kind of activity should be, warranted for the type of income that you desire. He had an appointment setter as a special guest talking about that activity, and so Vern went through the appointment setting process last week. Today, we're going into what to bring on the appointment, because you're going to book appointments from those leads. It's inevitable. The only way you're not going to is by not calling them, and shame on you if you sit on those leads. So in preparing for the appointment, you've already made the appointment, and you're heading out, you're getting ready to go see these folks, you got appointments tonight. What the heck are you supposed to bring now? So I came up, Vern and I sat together, and we developed this checklist that you should have. And as long as you've got everything from the checklist, you have just about everything covered, okay? In the checklist, of course, we got to have, an application, okay? Once we go out to the house and we find the program that meets that client's budget so that they're able to pay their bills, you know, the lights won't get cut off because they chose our program. We're choosing the program. They are choosing the program that's going to, you know, fit in their budget comfortably. We need an application to write that up. Okay, and we're going to go over filling out the application. I believe that's going to come up in a couple of weeks. But you need a state-specific application. Make sure that you've got the application that is for your state. Okay, and there's a couple of applications. Mainly the one is the number is a 4952, admin 4952, which covers like California and Texas, Tennessee, Ohio. There are some applications that are multi-state. But if you're in Georgia, that's a state-specific application. If you're in Oklahoma, that's a state-specific application. Make sure you have the proper application for the state that you're working in. And that goes for your traveling folks, too. You know, if you guys have decided to start making trips out of town, you've got to make sure that you're prepared with the proper applications before you go out there, okay? You always want to have HIV forms for the state. Some of them are generic and, you know, cover many states, but make sure you've got the right HIV form. The HIPAA form is a universal form. Make sure you have those on you. if you sell a Saver Select or a Value Select, which you don't hear us talk about at all, but if that happens to be the case, maybe a friend of yours needs coverage, we need that HIPAA and the HIV form signed. A critical illness rider questionnaire is also on the checklist, because if you are doing a home certain product, hopefully you are, and you have a client who's interested in the critical illness to help them in a time when they might suffer a heart attack, a stroke, be diagnosed with life-threatening cancer, there's a list of other situations. We have to have a questionnaire filled out, and it has to be signed by the client and you, the agent. So, critical illness rider questionnaires. Also, we don't promote a lot of child term rider, but if you're in a house and there's six kids, you know, five kids, even four kids, and it's a little bit more cost-effective for the budget to have all of the children covered under one premium, you can do the child term rider. That requires a separate questionnaire, because you got to get the kids listed out on the form. You have to have their socials, their birthdays, their doctor's name, and there's a list of questions that pertain to each child. The clients have to sign that as well. So, state-specific app, HIV, HIPAA, critical illness rider questionnaire, child term rider. There's a form that should be a staple with you every time you go on an appointment, and that's a bank account verification form. You know, in this day and age, a lot of folks choose not to do the paper checks. Some folks forget to order them, and they smooth run out of them. Well, this bank account verification form, also known as an admin 5207, 5207, will help take the place of that voided check. Okay? Maybe they don't have a checking account, they only have a savings account. Well, we'll take the initial premium in a form of a money order. If the client is the one that purchased it, the client has to purchase the money order. Don't ever forget that. But then we can also use the bank account verification form to obtain all the account information that's signed by the client. That form is also signed by you, the agent. That sometimes is missed quite a bit. But that bank account verification form is just in the absence of a check. We still need accounts to draft from on a monthly basis, and that's what that form will do. That form does not substitute the necessity for the last page of the application for the check-o-matic. Okay? That last page of the app is the authorization page to do the drafts on a monthly basis. All we're doing with the BAV Admin 5207 is verifying that they have an account. Okay? In Texas, Montana, and New York, which I don't know that I know we're not doing any business in New York. I don't know that we have anybody running Montana. So in Texas, there is a form that's required on any term product called an indeterminate premium form. If you sell any term product with F&G in Texas, there is an indeterminate premium form for that product, and it must be signed by the client. Okay? What that form does is, in the event that you don't have the premiums guaranteed with the rider, the client understands that their premiums are subject to change. And even if you do have the rider involved on that program, the client has to have the understanding that when their term is up, if they were to renew, their premiums are subject to change at that point as well. So it's something that F&G has decided to do, and we have to have that in for any term product with F&G. So we have an application for our state, we have HIV, HIPAA form, critical illness rider, child term rider, bank account verification form, and the Texas, or the indeterminate premium form if you're working business in Texas, okay? Now, that is for while you're in the appointment. What else should you have with you to help as a guide? Well, I always carry my blue book, my field underwriting guidebook. If you happen to be at a distance and you don't have a blue book yet, maybe you didn't order one from F&G, when you downloaded the state folder from the email, the new Agent Starter Kit. There is a copy of a blue book that you can in a PDF file that you can print off and carry with you. Anytime someone has hypertension or diabetes, asthma, whatever it is, there's questions in that blue book that need to be answered, especially with your simplified products, because they're not going to be doing medical records check. And it's up to us as the agent to make sure we get that information for them, okay, for the underwriter, so they can make their decision. And we don't want to get it declined. We want to make sure we give all the information and plenty of information to have a decision made. If you don't want to print out the blue book, in that same download, there are questionnaires that were typed out from the blue book verbatim. And if you want to carry supplemental forms with you, and just carry some extra forms, you can carry those forms on you. You always want to have your disability income occupation guide. Now, the software is awesome because it's actually a part of the software. So if you don't want to carry one physically with you, you don't have to. But if you don't have a laptop, you're going to need to have this on hand. Just so that you know, if someone wants the disability income product from F&G, you know how their occupation stacks up with being qualified for the program. The simplified issue products like HomeCertain, IncomeCertain, and SecureMaster are all under accept-reject guidelines. And there is all of these guides I'm mentioning are in the downloads for your state. If you don't have one, if you want to shoot me an email, I'll be glad to respond with the guides. And I'm not just going to respond with one. I'm going to go ahead and make it worth our while and respond with all three of what I've been talking about. But the accept reject guide is if someone has a condition medically that you're uncertain of, whether it's going to be accepted by F&G for home certain or declined, this guide will help you. Okay? If you look into the accept reject guide and use someone that you're working with has, pick a good one. Someone you're working with has had a stroke. Could have been last year, could have been 10 years ago. If you look in the accept reject guidelines, it says stroke decline. DI rider, stroke decline. There's no guessing. You know it's not going to go. So you have to figure out an alternative. Hypertension controlled. On the life side, it's standard. On the DI rider side, it's standard. So the accept reject guide I carry with me. I do have a laptop, but I still carry one with me. If you don't have a laptop just yet, go ahead and make sure you get that printed off and carry that with you. And I would also recommend that you don't wait until the appointment time to try to be familiar with these guides. Go ahead and study from them a little bit. Take 10 minutes, and just look through it and become familiar with the height-weight chart in the back. And you're not going to memorize it, but become familiar with it. This way you have a better understanding. So those are the three guides that I would recommend to you. The Blue Book Underwriting Guidebook or the Supplemental Questionnaires if you want to carry the extra forms. The Disability Income Guide, which is on the software. Or, like I say, if you don't have a laptop, you'll want to carry one with you. And the accept reject guidelines. Those are definitely important. Something else that you want to carry as far as possibly pertaining to the application is there are some states that require a replacement notice. And they require it even if you're not replacing anybody else's existing coverage. One state that I know from experience is Arizona. Arizona requires a replacement notice, regardless, or at least with F&G, we're required to turn in a replacement notice, regardless of, again, replacing other business. So make sure your state. Obviously, you probably would know a little bit better, but if you're traveling, make sure you get schooled on that and you've done your research and you know what you need to bring with you. There is a form called an illustration certification form. Okay. That form deals mainly with UL products, like a Secure Master, and it deals with a product called Wealth Master. And in the event, because Universal Life products usually require a signed illustration, in the event that you're helping someone with a Secure Master, a simplified product, you don't have the illustration with you. If you have these illustration certification forms with you, you can't go wrong because it takes the place of a signed illustration. So if you've got someone, you got a lead, they don't qualify for Home Certain because they're over 70, but you can help them because they meet accept reject minimum requirements. You can write the Secure Master, Universal Life, and you can do that without any problems because you're carrying with you the illustration certification form. All right? So there's no headache and hassle of trying to get a signature page back to the client and, you know, have a full illustration accompany the app. Okay? So, so what do we bring with us? That's everything that we bring with us. How do we package it together and make it, you know, a little bit user-friendly? What we typically do, and Vernon and I are pretty much on the same page with this, if you go to the F&G website, you can order any of these things. Everything I've mentioned up to this point are part of your download. Obviously, there's no way to download a kit folder, but if you go to the F&G website, if you've done it already, you can go to Sales Materials, and in Sales Materials, you can actually do a search for a kit folder. It's singular, K-I-T, folder. The number is A-D-L-F, so Adam, David, Larry, Frank, 3968. I just prefer kit folder. It's what I can remember. But that's the green folder, and inside the green folder is what we bring into our presentation. Inside the green folder, I always have in the right-hand pocket, I have two apps. Because typically with our leads, we're dealing with a husband and a wife. Two apps. And inside the two apps, I put into each one of them, regardless, I don't care what I know or what I think I'm going to do in the house, I always put in HIV, HIPAA, in Texas, indeterminate premium form, critical illness rider. I put those things inside the application, towards the back, like where the PAC or the check-o-matic form is. Okay? So I've got two apps with all that in each one of them, in the right-hand pocket, and in the left-hand pocket, I simply have a brochure that's called Financial Integrity. That form number is ADLF, again, 5049. If you search for either the ADLF 5049 or the title Financial Integrity, only one thing is going to pop up, and it's the Financial Integrity of F&G and Old Mutual. That's the only brochure I leave with a client anymore. I think Vern does the same thing. He may, you know, at times leave a consumer overview, but I think for the most part it's just this Financial Integrity. Because if you've done what you're supposed to do, they shouldn't need to read a brochure, in my opinion. So that's how my appointment is packaged. Green folder, two apps inside each green folder, and inside each application is an HIV, HIPAA form, critical illness rider, and indeterminate premium form if I'm writing business in Texas. Now, I carry with me the illustration certification form. I carry with me the bank account verification form. Those two forms I always have on hand, but they're not part of my application. Okay. Now, regardless of whether you're traveling or you're working leads in town, you've probably heard before that the mentality is going to be the same. You've got to treat your in-town business as if you were out of town, because if you haven't experienced out of town work yet, that's all you're there to do. You've got no other distractions. You're only there to run appointments, and the same thing should be done while you're in town. You shouldn't have appointments booked with the anticipation of, I'm going to run 4 appointments, come home, play with the kids, have a quick bite to eat, go out and have another couple of appointments, and then I'll make it home in time for church. You really need to have some focused effort. So when you're traveling, you're going to bring everything again. It's not much different than what we talked about here. The one thing I did forget on the checklist is if you don't have the laptop to work from in the home, doing proposals there, you're going to make sure you have your option sheets already done. I carry option sheets with me, and I use them in the home. If you don't have a laptop, you're obviously going to need to have those filled out before you get there. And I'm talking about the 4 option sheet. Or if you working with some of the other, team leaders, somebody's developed a 3 option sheet. Regardless, without the laptop, those are going to need to be done before you get to your client's home. And what should you prepare? Well, Fitz taught me that I should prepare, Home Certain allows you to write 25% more than the loan amount as long as it's not going to go over $250,000. Because that is the ceiling. For no physical, there's no $250,000 is the limit. So I always prepared 125% of their loan. I always prepared 100%, 75%, and 50%. Well, Jason, how do you know how many years to prepare them for? Well, that's how I had to ask that question in my phone interview when I booked the appointment. I had to ask, how long is the term of your mortgage, Mr. Jones, so I can bring you the most accurate numbers? Is it 30 years? Oh, okay, good. And I would prepare 30 years. But then I'd also prepare, I had to learn to prepare 20 and 15. So, it takes a little bit of preparation, but man, I knew those numbers upside down, backwards, and inside out. So it wouldn't hurt, even if you have a laptop, try using the option sheet and being prepared being mentally prepared, knowing that you know these numbers for these folks all the way through. So that's the option sheets. 125%, 100%, 75, and 50. And you do it for 30, you do it for 20, you do it for 15. You're probably also going to need to know, if you're doing option sheets, you're going to have to ask them what their monthly mortgage payment is, including taxes and insurance. Because if you don't, it's going to be kind of tough to help figure out what the monthly benefits should be for the disability or the critical illness rider. I wanted to make sure we didn't skip over that. That's important, having those option sheets filled out. And even, we have folks that have laptops and still use the option sheets. So, but in town, out of town, regardless, the leads you have for that area, bring them with you. Bring them with you because you never know how early you might wind up being. I'm continually finding myself showing up earlier than I thought it was going to take, or the GPS said it would take this long, and I got there 30 minutes earlier. If you have your leads with you and you've got a few minutes, you know how many phone calls you can make in a 10-minute span? We shared some time yesterday with Michelle Wallace and Robert last night. We got to be with them, and Michelle was telling me how she booked. She had 10 leads. She was trying to show an agent how the leads didn't suck, and she took the 10 leads, and within 10 minutes, she had booked 7 appointments for Robert. And the agent said the leads sucked, so she took them back from him. And with him sitting there, she booked 7 appointments out of 10 in about 10-minute time period. So, just think about when you dial a phone, how long does that take? And if you're expecting the outcome to be a booked appointment, it's not going to take very long to make that appointment booked. So you shouldn't be on the phone very long to help have booked those appointments. But if you're carrying your leads with you, that's some downtime that you can be taking advantage of. With nice and quiet by yourself, calling those leads, that you couldn't get a hold of, seeing if you might be able to reach them. The other thing you can do with those leads is if you find yourself with maybe a no-show or someone cancels at the last minute, because it's going to happen. If you've got your leads with you, you can thumb through the leads and find out what other homes that you've been assigned to are in your area and go knock on the door because you haven't been able to reach them. I mean, it's your time. You can either waste it sitting around waiting for the next one to fall in your lap, or you can go make something happen. Okay? So carry the leads with you. I'm hoping, I'm going to open this up real quick. I'm hoping that everybody that is on the call, good questions. Got some questions coming in. Wow, I forgot that we put that email on there. Hopefully you guys on the call listen to what to take with you, that audio that was linked to the reminder email. That's something that you guys can refer back to as well as your notes. But somebody asked, what about a mortgage certification form for the Home Certain product? Really and truly, I used to use those in the very beginning, and I finally realized that on page 4, question 11, that's the mortgage certification question. And so the additional form, it's just really not necessary. As long as you can answer on question 11, they want to know the loan amount, the lender's name, and the lender's address. That's what they're looking for. So if we can provide that information for them, that's the mortgage certification question. Now, if that doesn't do it for you personally, and you want to, you know, you want to have that certification form, then you can go for that too. But it's not something that's required by F&G to have the product go approved and issued as applied for, which to me is the most important thing. So, looking at my notes, travel tips. I don't know how many folks on the call are travelers. But that's great. I just checked the number of listeners, and it doubled from when we started the call. So that's fantastic. I'm proud of you guys for choosing to be here, because it is a choice. But if you guys are traveling, make sure you've got a GPS or a mapping system or a map, Mapsco. You've got to have a way of getting around these cities that are not, you know, that you're foreign to. I am so thankful that I've got a GPS in my laptop, because you can go to Office Depot, Best Buy, Circuit City, wherever, and you can buy a system that you download into your computer, and you plug the transponder in the USB port of your laptop, for those of you with laptops. And, you know, when I travel to Oklahoma City or Abilene, or I don't know, wherever I go everywhere. I'm just thinking a couple of places. I can just use my own GPS. But, you know, there's MapQuest, there's Google, there's Yahoo. If you're not able to, you know, put the money out yet, because I didn't always have the GPS, I used MapQuest a lot to get from appointment to appointment. But if you're traveling and you get to rent a car, you know, for $10 extra a day, you can get a GPS system with that rental car. And the frustration and the headache that saves you is amazing. And above all else, if you just have a client whose home is just not mappable because it's in a brand new facility, do you know, out of everyone who wants to find that address, do you know who has to find it? The fire department. I'm always making sure I scout out where the fire department is in the town I'm going to, because if I can't find the home via my GPS or Yahoo or MapQuest, the fire department's who I'm going to. They know where everybody is. They have to. And those guys are super nice. You let them know you're from out of town. You thank them so much for their time. Really appreciate it. And they show you exactly where you need to go. So don't forget about that little hidden treasure in everybody's community. That's the fire department. If you can't seem to find that address, don't blow it off. Go to the fire department. And that's if I can't reach the client either. I mean, I always call the client for directions if I can, but sometimes I just go to the fire department and let them tell me. Because you know what? I don't want to call the client and maybe give them an out for canceling the appointment. So, and then Vern threw this out at me at the last was to check the weather. Check the weather wherever you're going, because there's nothing like showing up like I did to Wisconsin one time, not knowing it was going to be cold up there and snowing, and all I had was my sweatshirts that I had decided to wear for the appointments. I didn't have a jacket or nothing. So it was crazy. And Vern's been caught a couple of times too. So just wanted to make sure that we threw in some travel tips there. It is 2:30. I'm going to open the phone because we can have a little interaction now. The question that I got in an email says, can you discuss in more detail how to utilize the option worksheet? Well, the way that I always utilize my option worksheet is... hopefully you guys have seen the option worksheet. It's options 1, 2, 3, and 4. Option 1 is really basic coverage. No return of premium. It's death benefit. And it builds up from there. Option 2 gets return of premium. Option 3 throws in disability income. And option 4 is everything, including critical illness. So... really, from booking the appointment, you've got the information. You already know I used to. I don't know if we do this anymore. We don't really verify things on the phone like we used to. But you know, if you don't have a laptop, you may need to verify their birthday so that you have their proper age. You may want to verify their height and weight. If you don't have a laptop, you're going to definitely need to have their mortgage term and their monthly mortgage payment so that you can figure up the options. And then once you have all that information, it's really a matter of putting all that information together on the option sheet to make those presentations. I don't know if you know how much more. I don't know, Frank, if you're on the line, go ahead and unmute yourself. If someone who's maybe working in the kitchen could hit *6. But, Frank, if you're on the line, do you have some more specific that you wanted to get into with that?
Yeah, I missed the point where you were talking about 125%, 100%, 75%.
Oh, okay.
I kind of got distracted.
Okay. Those percentages are – I'm going to mute everybody out. There's a little background noise. Fitz always taught me, because I didn't have a laptop in the beginning, and Fitz was kind of like my in-home hotline when I got started. Hopefully you guys know about the in-home hotline, and if not, we'll discuss that here in a second. But he always taught me to prepare from the amount on their lead. See, without a laptop, you're gonna need to do a little bit extra, but you're gonna want to verify that loan amount, because guess what happens sometimes. You can have a loan amount here for $84,000 and get to the home and find out that, you know what, we split the loan. We did an 80-20. And we've got an extra portion that we have to have covered. So if you are on the phone and you ask, Mr. Jones, I see that your loan amount was recorded at $84,000. Is that the whole loan amount, sir, or are we looking to cover anything else with that? Nope, that's everything. Okay, good deal. And is that a 30-year note? What's your mortgage term? Yeah, it's 30 years. Great. And just so I can have the most accurate numbers for you, what's your monthly mortgage payment with your taxes and insurance? Okay. So then when I have all that information, I can bring 125% of the face amount, because I know how much the full loan is for. Because if I find out there's another 20% and what that dollar amount is, now I've combined them and that's my new face amount. I do 125% of that, or 25% above that, then 100%, 75, and 50. We've got to make sure that we're going to find a program that suits their budget, so that when they make our payment, their lights still stay on. Okay. And the other part of the question was also how to get leads. Frank, remind me, and I apologize for this question, but remind me who is it that you're working with? Are you working directly with one of our team leaders, like Joseph or Cameron?
Well, I kind of been out of the loop for a little while,
okay.
Doing some other type of work, and I'm trying to get back into this and focus on this full time.
Okay.
And
I believe
I was Ian Hastings was the first person that called me.
Yeah, I just looked you up. You are direct to our office. So how long has it been since you went through the initial training, Frank?
I think it's been about a month.
It's been about a month, okay. What we'll need you to do is shoot me an email and just let me know the counties that you can work in. But also, it would not be a bad idea to go through the training and refresh yourself, since you have been distracted, like you were saying, and been focused on some other things. We want to make sure that we're providing leads to folks that are very they're not experts yet, but they're pretty comfortable with what we do as far as products and how we promote the product.
Yeah.
So go ahead and familiarize yourself with the training again. Once you've completed that refresher course, shoot me an email with the counties that you can work in, and we'll move forward from there.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions in my inbox. Whoa, hang on a second. Boy, somebody's doing some work in the background in the kitchen.
It needs to be cut, or it just needs to be cut?
Somebody's trying to cut something.
Not me.
This is a statement from Randy Gratz, who, we're really liking what Randy's doing up there in the northwestern part of the U.S. He says that he uses a laptop in the home, and he still likes to use the profile sheet after he's worked out some numbers. A lot of folks like visual of three distinct options to look over and then choose from. He's been very successful just calling out the numbers off the laptop, but clients seem to appreciate the written options. Thank you, Randy. That is an excellent point. Excellent point. It's just a matter of what works for you the best. You're going to hear us talk to folks who don't use an option sheet, who are just hammering this thing. And then you got guys like Randy who are killing it. And even though they have a laptop, like to use the option sheet. Paul Roberts is the same way. Paul Roberts enjoys using the option sheet. So it's a matter of finding what works best for you and sticking with that. Let's see, next question. Wyatt says he's got a question about quarterly payments. He had a client who insisted no PAC after the sale was closed and was adamant to the point of tearing up the sale. Wow. Unless he was given a quarterly payment. He accepted a quarterly check on two apps. Will that be accepted by FNC? Absolutely. That's why it's one of our options. I'm just begging whoever's there working in the kitchen to hit *6. Thank you. But we can definitely accept a quarterly payment. You have to understand that you'll be, when you accept a quarterly payment, that's exactly what you have to collect. You have to collect a full quarter, okay? You're not going to be able to go with a partial payment. F&G will not do that anymore. So you collect, they want to do quarterly, that's fine. We'd rather see them on monthly because, somebody is not coachable or teachable, but I'm muted everybody out anyway. But the quarterly payment, We'll pay you guys as earned, okay? So don't be looking for the advance commission on that. You're paid as earned, your 55%, whatever your contract level is on that. You're going to get 55% on an as-earned basis. So every 3 months, as the client sends in the bill with the next check, you'll get the commission. We do understand some folks are just not interested in having something automatically deducted. Fortunately, it's becoming increasingly popular. Even some of my senior clients completely understand the logic behind having it automatically deducted because, you know, people have fallen ill and, you know, those payments kept on going while the checks were not being made out. And, other things may lapse or get behind, but, you can't let this get behind or lapse because then it won't be there. And that's an advantage to the check-o-matic, is that monthly draft comes out on the same date every month. I've had my policy with F&G for over 2 years now, and I've not had one between me, my wife, or my daughter have ever had one, you know, mistake with it. I've only had to fix one in almost the 3 years I've been with FITS. I've only had to fix one for a client, and F&G totally made it right and reimbursed, you know, charges that shouldn't have been charged. And so that's pretty good. I think that's pretty good track record. But there are people who are adamant about not doing it, to the point of tearing up a sale. White even says it may be me, but... Well, I tell you what, you're pretty stout young fellow there, Wyatt. I don't know that lunch and dinner would have to be packed to bring that on. But anyway, that's the answers to those questions. You can do a quarterly payment, absolutely. Just remember, if you got one check for two applications, you want to submit a partner policy transmittal so that the check is split up appropriately for those applications. Anybody on the call have any questions? There's about 25 of you, so just keep in mind of that and be respectful. And you know, we're gonna have a little talking over. But anybody have any questions on the call? *6 to unmute, just like you muted.
Hello, Jason.
Yes,
this is Frank again.
Hey, Frank.
I just shot you an email. I guess I just asked you as far as. When we submit an application, how soon do we collect on the commission on that? What's the time frame for that?
Okay, excellent question. I'm gonna mute it out, and then I'll come back and get more questions. Just prefer to answer without the noise, but that's an excellent question. The time frame, you take an application and a check, and, of course, everybody understands that application has to be scrubbed before it gets submitted to F&G. Now, there's a lot of folks on this call, so you may be reporting to Randy, maybe reporting to Joseph, you may be reporting to Cameron, but the FITS team, if you guys are reporting directly to us, all those applications come here, and the day they come in, we scrub them. So when you send us your paperwork, be sure to check your emails in the next day or two. Because we get so many apps in, we have to communicate with an email versus making a phone call to everyone. So make sure you're on top of your emails after you've sent your paperwork to whoever you're sending it to, your upline. Because that's a key form of communication if you haven't figured that out yet. We do a lot of email communication, and Melissa will let you know if she needs anything. Let's assume that the application doesn't need anything. It's got everything it needs, driver's license, Social Security. Everything is on there. We go ahead and send that off, and from the day we get it, we turn it out that very day. NAA has it the following day, and F&G gets it 2 days after we get it. So from the point that F&G gets it, to the time you're getting a commission is just dependent, again, on the application being nice and clean. I've gotten things issued where I've turned them in on a Monday. I've gotten them approved as applied for by Thursday, and I was paid Monday, the following Monday, on that commission. Okay? Now, last Monday I turned in some apps for a trip I took. I'm noticing today that they're approved as applied for. So I won't get paid. I didn't get paid on them today. Monday is when we get paid by F&G, but I know I'll get paid on them next week.
because they're already approved as applied for. They'll go issued this week, and I'll get paid Monday. Okay? So it's hard to tell you that there's not a... Really, with Home Certain, it's really a week to 2 weeks. Anything over that, then you guys have, maybe not be checking pending to see what kind of requirements are being, made. There might have been something missing, or the underwriters are needing something from the agent, or they're trying to do a telephone interview with the client because they applied for the disability income rider, and clients are subject to a quick telephone interview for that. So there's a number of variables, but on a clean piece of business, you're really looking at a week, no more than two. But that was a great question. Thanks, Frank, for asking that, because I know somebody else had that. Let's see. Can you choose any date in the month for the check-o-matic? I do. I have not had any issues with, selecting a date. Other agents don't like it, for whatever reason. But I like letting the client know they can pick the date. And I write it as a note on the PAC form, because there's all that room at the bottom. I just simply write, please draft premiums on the 6th of each month. And no one's ever come back to me and said I couldn't do that. And all my clients are happy because it's the date that they know it's going to come out on. They're comfortable with that date. So, until I hear otherwise from F&G or Melissa, because Melissa's the chief scrubber here. And that, real quick, I want to kind of announce that I think we're going to have a really good call on Wednesday with Melissa. She got some training directly from F&G last week. She flew to Nebraska to meet with some folks up there, got some hands-on training with them, and some good tips one-on-one. And she's going to be a special guest, I believe, on this Wednesday's call. So don't miss that call to get firsthand information on what's going to help us all get paid quicker with our applications with F&G. So just wanted to send out that little commercial. Frank, there was somebody else at the same time that was trying to ask a question. Did you want to go ahead and ask the question?
This is Donnie. I want to make a comment.
Oh, Donnie, thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, great job today once again. This information that I got today was right on time. I don't know if you knew I was going to do this or not, but I'm going on my first traveling trip this weekend to an undisclosed location.
Yeah, leave it undisclosed.
But I sent you an email, and Melissa knows about it. So
yeah, I got that email, and really it was just perfect timing. We're trying to make this agenda go in order for the new agent. And so right now we're preparing for the appointment. Next week it's Vern's week to do the call unless something happens to him. But whoever does the call, we're going to be discussing the appointment next week. We're going to be discussing in-home, what to expect, mortgage protection versus selling insurance, attitude, some things that are going to help you guys get it closed in the home, close more often and close quicker.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit longer, why?
Because
Katie was... Come on, Bruno.
All right, Donnie. Thank you, partner. Anybody else on the call have a question?
Yeah, I've got a question. This is Paul Morales.
Hey, Paul Morales.
Hey, I didn't listen. I recorded it, and I was listening to the last conference call with Vernon. He said something about a form for high blood pressure clients that
yeah.
have to be signed.
Well, if there are forms that have to be signed, those are the official F&G questionnaires. They're also a part of the either download or if you got a CD, Paul, when we were doing CDs. But there are forms on the F&G side that they require a signature. But if you'll use the Blue Book, or even the supplemental forms that were typed out from the Blue Book, those forms do not require a signature.
So you get a copy off of that, huh?
Yeah. And so I like keeping things simple. And I use the forms that don't require a signature because, you know, it's just less for me to have to remember.
Okay. That was my question.
Okay.
Jason.
Yes, sir.
This is Frank again. Another question.
Okay.
Okay, let's say, for example, you have a family member or a friend, something basically outside the realm of mortgage protection, and you want to hook them up, or they need help with life insurance.
Uh-huh.
How does that work as far as, let's say, for example, paramedical exam, home office specimen, stuff like that? How does all that work?
Well, what you want to do is, after you've taken the application, what I do is, as I'm turning in my application, that day I'm calling in to PortaMedic. There's a website everybody can go to. It's www.portamedic.com. And that's PORTAMEDIC.
Okay.
.com. What you do is you type in the zip code for your client. It'll pull up the nearest branch office. And you call in your order for the paramed, you know, I always let my client be aware. Look, they're going to call you to set up this appointment. If you would, you know, make the appointment as soon as possible, it's only going to help your coverage go through a lot faster. And you know, letting them know they're going to expect a call, and let them know that you're using PortaMedic. This way, when they you know, identify themselves as PortaMedic, the client understands it's okay to book the appointment. Because you got to remember, these folks are getting calls, you know, left and right, either from, you know, telemarketers or other mortgage protection people. You have to make sure that you're helping them understand that it's okay to deal with specifically PortaMedic. Or the company may be calling to do a phone interview because we applied for the disability income rider. Expectation is key. Just like it's important for a new agent to know the expectations that, you know, that we have and we know that you guys have of us, it's important that your client be able to expect things. And if you've let them know that PortaMedic is going to be calling or the company may be calling to do an interview because we are applying for the disability income rider, when they get that phone call, it's not going to be shocking to them or confusing or, you know, why am I answering these questions for this person? And especially over the phone. I mean, you know how it is these days. So.
Thanks, I appreciate
that. Was that, okay, I was making sure that was the answer. Anybody else? Okay. Well, as always, you know, I mentioned this earlier, but this call is by choice. It's not mandatory. And it's not Sunday. My pastor on Saturday night says, you know, we're there on Saturday night service by choice. And I firmly believe that with you guys. And I'm proud of each and every one of you because you are the folks we're going to see on the leaderboard in the next, you know, in the next few weeks. The folks who decided not to be on this call because they already know what they're doing, they're just, for some reason, they won't be there. So we look forward to seeing you on the leaderboard, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday, next Monday. Bye-bye.